We're learning Simon Tzadik, Sivvav. I'm substituting for the Rav for the next week. He's going to be in a show for Simcha. He's also the Mechaber of Eloi B'Churba. The person may not, we're talking about where to daven. So a person may not daven in a churba, a place that is destroyed. And there's three reasons given, a rubble. There's one davka rubble, an abandoned building. And there's three reasons why. Mipnei chashad, there's chashad of Znus. Number two, Mipnei Amapoilis. Perhaps this building is abandoned, so it's not a safe place to be. It may fall down. And number three, Mipnei Amazikin. Mazikin, there are unwanted, harmful influences there. So we have three different reasons why an abandoned building is not a place to daven: Chashad, or Amapoilis, or Mazikin. Let's see the Mishnah Berura. Yud Gimel. Tivkan Yud Gimel B'lei B'churba. A person should not daven in a churba, an abandoned building. Nuchach B'Gemara. It's clear from the Gemara, the mutav is paul baderech mi b'churba. It's better to daven on the road than in a churba. Afilu heka deleika ba ki im tam echad. Even if there's only one of these three reasons that's applicable, we'll see that there are instances, there are exceptions to each one of these cases when it will not apply. So even if only one of these reasons would apply to the churba, even still, it's better to daven on the road than to daven in the churba. If he's davening on the road and he has a concern, people will get in his way. Should daven a short davening, like it says later, we'll see in Siman Kuf Yud. There's going to be a chashad that there's a zayna waiting for him there. She actually, it's an abandoned place, so that's why it could bring up a chashad. She actually do. So that's one reason why you should never go into a churba. And even for a davening, the ima churba I met is basadeh. If the churba is this abandoned building is in a place that's out in the field in the middle of nowhere, not in the city, ain lachush ba lachshad. So then there's no chashad of a zayna, because the Gemara says that I think Rashi says that a zayna is not to be found in the sada. Shem zayna matuya basadeh. That's not a place for a zayna. So that's one exception to this chashad. There's no chashad of zayna in a an asada, a churba that's an asada. V'huadin, im ishta imay, or if his wife is with him, also there's no chashad of a zayna, even in the city, if his wife is with him. Kam kein leka lameichash lachashad. So that would take care of the chashash of chashad. V'im hi churba bria, v'chazaka, if the abandoned building is a strong building that has no reason to think that it should collapse, then leka lameichash be'ilam apoilet. Then there's no concern of a mapoilus. So I started to translate churba as a rubble, but churba just means an abandoned building. Yeah, I think so. It's charuv, not that could mean destroyed in the sense of demolishing. It could be destroyed in the sense that it's just vacated. So if it's a good building, that there's no reason to think it should fall down, so then there's no chashash of mapoilus. V'im shnayim nichnasim ba, and if there's two people that come into it, ein lachush l'mezikin. Mezikin only bother, we'll see, if there is one person. Shele echad nira umazik, to one person, a mazik will appear and harm him. L'shnayim nira, it could appear, but v'ein umazik, it does not harm. L'shleisha ein nira kol, three people together, a mazik will not even appear. So therefore, we just took care of each one of these chashashos, there are exceptions. Again, a zayna, there's no chashash. If he's either, if the churba is in a sada, or if he's with his wife, amapoilus is not a chashash if the building is a new, healthy, strong building. And the chashash of mezikin, if there's two people together, there's no chashash of mezikin. Imloi b'makom shiyadur shirugilim sham mezikin, unless there it's a place that's known to have mezikin, so then even three people is a problem. Vavuka kishnayim, and avuka, the Gemara says, is like two people. The yareya kishleisha, the moon, is like three people. So that means even if he's by himself, but if he has a torch, or if he has the moonlight, so then he's protected from mezikin. So now, therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes it like this. We can have a case of a churba that has none of the three chashasha, not chashad and not mapoilus, was the third one, and not mezikin. So what is this? Lefichach in him shnayim mutu lekamez ba. If there's two people that want to go into the churba, And it's a bria of a chazaka, it's a healthy new building. Vo'imed is basada, and it's out in the field, so then there's no chashash of any one of these three chashashim. Okay, good. Let's go. It's not so nageyas probably, so let's go right there. Sif zayin. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch now is talking about other halachas of where to daven, and we're going to discuss if a person is not standing inside the shul, that there is a halacha that the Gemara says if a person stands behind the shul and he davens, so he's called a rasha. But if he turns and faces the shul, then it's leifan bat, no problem. So there's two halachas. If he's behind the shul, it says he's a rasha, and if he's facing the shul, it's no problem. So we'll have to see what it means to be behind the shul. And then what exactly makes him into a rasha just because he's davening behind the shul. It depends on how we're defining behind the shul. Let's see that inside. It says, a person should not daven behind a shul unless he's facing the shul. What does it mean, achrei beis hakneses? Achrei beis hakneses, this is Rashi's pshat, the first pshat. Tzad shapesach pesuach boy. This is the side with the door. We are assuming that, we'll just make it easy, the shul is facing east like our shuls, and the door to the shul is in the back of the shul, opposite the Arna Kodesh, in the west wall. Yeah, the Arna Kodesh is on the east wall, and the doorway into the shul is in the west wall, opposite the front of the shul. We call it the back of the shul. Yeah. That's the opposite of the side of the building where everybody is davening, they're facing to daven. Okay, and we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why he's called a rasha. He's standing behind the shul where the door is. Instead of going into the shul, he's outside the shul. And we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, he's facing opposite, the wrong direction. He's davening away from the shul, with his back to the shul. And we'll see what the problem with that is. And then the Yesh Mefarshim, this is the parish of the Re, of the Bali Taisvis, the Yesh Mefarshim Behepich, the opposite. That behind the shul means, the shul is the same picture that we have, the Arna Kodesh is on the eastern wall. And behind the shul means he's on the opposite, he's outside the building on that eastern side with his back to the Arna Kodesh. And according to the Re, that's what's called a rasha, that he's called Achrei Beis HaKnesses. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, V'roi L'Chosh V'Divrei Shneim. It's proper to be Cheshesh to both Pshatim, which we'll see, and the Mishnah Berurah comes out, that a person should never be outside the shul on the east side, whether he faces the shul or faces away from the shul. And if he's on the west side of the shul and he's facing away is a problem, and if he's facing towards the shul, should be no problem according to everybody. Let's see now that Mr. Brewer will understand better the svaras after we see, he explains it beautifully. Let's see. Sif katan, test vav. Akrei beis hakneses. Now the first issue that Mr. Brewer is going to address is that it doesn't say here what everybody's doing, that he's davening, that the shul is davening. So we'll have a machlokas, there's a sefer called Yad Eliyahu that says that the whole iser over here is like we'll have later in Sif Ches, that it says in Sif Ches, you're not allowed to pass by a shul while they're davening. We'll get to that, B'zas Hashem. And it looks like he's passing by, he doesn't want to daven with him. So over here, he tines that it's the same halakha, that it's davka when the shul is davening and he's davening, so then it's a problem that he's going to be davening in the wrong direction. But if they're not davening, even though he's davening in the wrong direction, that doesn't bother us. That's the Yad Eliyahu. And the Mr. Brewer, which it seems that he holds like this, brings a Maimon Mordechai that disagrees with that. He disagrees in Svara, and he says, Fakir, from the fact that Chazal said to Feirish in Sif Ches that there's a problem to pass by a shul while they're davening, and here they didn't specify. So it sounds like even if the people in the shul are not davening, but he's davening, then it's a problem to daven in the wrong direction. Let's see that inside. The Shuvas Yad Elio, Simon Zayin, Kosav, the Niru Li, Masha Amru Gabi Amispal, Akrei Beis HaKnesses. Chazal say that it's us to daven Akrei Beis HaKnesses. We'll see we'll explain better what it means behind the Beis HaKnesses, either on the east side or the west side. Lo Shayak Ela Davka Kishat Sibur Mispalam Tefilash Manasseh. That's only when the tzibur themselves are davening the Shmoneh Esrei. V'hu gam kein mitpal Shmoneh Esrei. And this person's also davening Shmoneh Esrei. So then, we have this situation where he's got his back to the shul, he's facing the wrong direction, and that, it makes him into a rasha, because everybody's davening. But if they're not davening, then even though he's davening Shmoneh Esrei, that's not a problem. But the Sefer Maimer Mordechai choylek olav. The Maimer Mordechai brings the Sefer Yad Eliyahu, and he disagrees with him. And like I said before, because later it says specifically that if he walks by the shul when they're davening, it's a problem. But over here, it doesn't mention davka when they're davening. So it sounds like it's always a problem to daven behind the shul. Akre Beis HaKnesset. Let's explain the svaras of the Machlokes. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Tez Zayin. Kloimar, the Ma'ir Iba Mispalo Ba'oifli Tzad. We're going in Rashi. Rashi says he's standing on the west side where the door of the shul is. There's a door into the shul. On the west side. If he would be facing the shul, so he's behind the shul, he's by the western wall, and he's facing the same direction as everybody else, because he's facing the shul, and they're facing the east, and he's facing the east. Then he would be davening in the same direction as everybody else. Then he wouldn't be called a rasha. The Gemara says, Leifland Ba, no problem. Since he's facing the direction that everybody else is facing, so even though he's outside the shul, but Lamaize, he's going in the same direction. So that's okay. Aval imak the pun of mi beis hakenesis, but if he turns his back to the shul, now he's facing west, the whole shul, they're all facing east, and he's outside the shul, and he's got his back to the shul, it doesn't look nice. Aval imak the pun of mi beis hakenesis, nimzim is palo hefeh me'atibur, he's the opposite of the tibur. Same as Paul and Mizrak, Vulumaira. They're davening to the east. He's davening to the west. Okay, Nikar Russia. That makes him into a Russia. He's called a Russia. Shinira Kishte Rishuyah Chas V'Shalom. It looks like Chas V'Shalom that the two Rishuyahs, Kilo, there's two different directions to daven in. There's two different gods. So that's Chalila, like he's showing a Kafira in his Maisei by davening in the wrong direction. And that's why it's usher for a person to be mispalo akrei beis hakenesis, to be mispalo in the opposite direction of the people of the shul with his back to the shul. Lefi pirush zeh, according to this explanation, im oimed akrei beis hakenesis betzad mizrach, if a person would be standing to the eastern side of the shul, yeah, and he has his back to the shul, he's got his back to the Aron HaKodesh. But lemaizeh, he's facing the same direction as the tzibur. They're facing east, he's facing east. So even though he's got his back to the shul, but lemaizeh, everybody's going in the same direction, so it wouldn't make him into a rasha. I made akrei beis hakenesis betzad mizrach beis hakenesis and mispalo betzad mizrach k'moishat tzibur mispalo gam kein eino nikra rasha. Then he wouldn't be called a rasha. So we have clear Rashi. Rashi's saying that if a person is facing the same direction as the people davening, so there's no problem. Right? So that means if he's in the west side of the building facing, there'll be no problem. If he's on the east side of the building, so his back is the shul, we'll see later that that's usher according to Rashi, but he's not called a rasha, because at least he's facing the direction of the people that are davening. But the problem according to Rashi would be if he's on the west side of the shul and he's facing west, so he's back to the shul, and he's davening the opposite direction as everybody else. They're davening to the east, and he's davening to the west, then it makes it look, you know, there's two different directions over here. There's two different reshuyot to be mispalo, and that's a problem. If he's standing on the east side of the shul, but he's facing the shul, he's facing west. Facing towards Aron HaKodesh. So according to Rashi, it would be a problem because he's not facing the direction of the tzibur. It wouldn't be called a Rashi either, but that's there. And according to the Ri, we'll see, that's Mutter. If he's got his back to the shul, so according to... Right. According to Rashi, it's always going to be a problem in the east because he has his back to the shul, which isn't nice. It's not a Rashi, but it's not nice, even though he's driving in the same direction as the people there. Or he's facing the shul, which is okay. He's facing the Aron HaKodesh, but now he's the opposite direction as the people. So either way, it slices. According to Rashi, it's no good. But he's not a Rasha. He's not a Rasha. The Gemara, according to Rashi, which had if he's facing the shul is mutter, and if he's facing away from the shul is us, he was in the wet. Yeah. Yeah, he killed him. Yeah, Leonovi came and killed him. very good. And then the reason shot is that the discussion of the Gemara was when he's standing in the east side of the shul, and the issue is if he has his back to the shul, so it's not nice. He's putting his back to the heichal, to the Kodesh. He's outside the shul, and he's facing the people. Right, he's facing into the. If he's facing towards the shul, then that's no problem. If he's back to the shul, then he's putting his backside to the Aron HaKodesh. It's not nice. It's a design. If he's looking east, yeah. If he's looking east, he's going the same direction as the people. Then his back is to the shul. Then it's a problem. That's the rehold of the Russia, because he's putting his back to the shul. That's the problem. And if he would be facing the shul, so then Leifon Ba. According to the re, that would be no problem. Let's see that. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Maybe we'll. Facing the wrong direction is called when his back is to the Aron HaKodesh, according to the Ri. Yeah. Let's see. Yisivkat and Yadzayin. Tim and Tzadik, Yisivkat and Yadzayin. Who das Ri? This is the opinion of the Ri of the Bali Taisusim. Who va v'talmide Rabbeinu Yayina sham? That's brought in the Rabbeinu Yayina. Talmide Rabbeinu Yayina. The Mefarish, Achari Beis HaKnesses, Hainu Achari Kaisel Mizrahi. That the behind the shul means on the east side of the shul where the Aron HaKodesh is. Shane Shan Psachim. There's no doors over there. It's the opposite side. The reason why we kept mentioning the doors is just a mode of understanding what we're referring to. There's no relevance in the halacha of the doors. But it's just we're assuming the door was the opposite side of the Aron HaKodesh. So the Rashi was talking about the wall that had the doors, and the Ri was talking about the wall that didn't have the doors. That's all. When he's standing behind this kaisel, when his back is to the wall, even though he's facing Mizrach, so he's facing the right direction in terms of he's having to Israel and he's going the same direction as the people in the shul. But since his back is to the shul, to the Aron HaKodesh, so that's the design. It's Nevaza, the Aron HaKodesh, by putting his back to the Aron HaKodesh. V'nimtza mispalo l'ruach shekol tzibur mispalo. He is facing the direction of everybody in the shul. Afilu achi nikar rasha. He's called a rasha. Why? Ki hu mikwal oizim shenem aleihem. He's like those that it says about them, v'achareihem el heichol Hashem. That the people, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they turn their backs to the heichol Hashem. And so this person also, he turns his back to the heichol Hashem. Avu'im hadar ape l'bei kanishta. But if he faces the shul, according to the Ri, he's standing in the east, and he turns west now, and he's facing the opposite direction of the people. But Lamai said, everybody's pointing towards the Aron HaKodesh. Avo Pijin Imza, Shum is Pao, Klape Ruach, Myriv, even though he's facing Myriv, he's facing the west. Bekola Kal Kenegid Ruach Nizrak, and everybody else is facing east, they're facing opposite directions. Leifon Ba, it's no problem. Kevin Shekola Kal Mizvalim, Klape Kaisel, Mizrak, Yishasham Heichel. Lamai said, everybody is facing the Heichel. So that's not a problem. V'hu panam gam kein kafe oizer kovel ein lachos. So there's nothing to worry about. Okay, so just a quick summary, make sure we got it clear. We saw it inside. Now we have here Machlokas, Rashi, and the Ri. The Chazal say you can't daven with your behind the shul. Behind the shul, Rashi learned, is to the west of the shul. Means he's on that wall, the west wall. And he's outside with his back to the shul, so everybody's davening this way to the east, and he's davening that way to the west with his back to the shul. That's a rush. It looks like it's Shtei Rishuyot. But if you turn around and face the same direction everybody's facing, he's facing the shul, and they're facing east, then it's Leifon Ba. That'll be Mutter. And the Ri says that, no, behind the shul means behind where the Aron HaKodesh is. And if he's facing with his back to the Aron HaKodesh, even though he's going the same direction as the people inside the shul, they're all facing east. But since his back is to the Heichol HaKodesh, that's a Bezayan, that makes him into a Rasha. And according to the Ri, just to say, I'm going to finish the summary. According to the Ri, if he was facing the Heichol, so then since everybody's facing the Heichol, then that's Leifon Ba. That would be Mutter. Yeah, you have a question? If according to Rashi, you're asking that his back is to the Aron, according to Rashi also, but that's not so much the Nakuda. According to Rashi, it's because he's facing the opposite direction of the people in the shul. Because they're facing east and davening to the east, and he's davening to the west. Because the truth is that his back is not so much to the Heichol, because he's not next to that wall where the Heichol is at. Yeah? The focus is more because they're going opposite direction. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, very good. So we said the Shulchan Aruch says to be lachos l'shneim. It means both perushim are true. They both have a valid explanation of the Gemara, and therefore we have to be machmer to all the perushim. So he shouldn't stand at all in the east. We'll see, and in the west only if he's facing the shul. Shneim shelo yispalo ela b'mayrib. If he has to be outside the shul, the truth is he should always be in the shul. We'll see in a second. But if he has to be outside the shul, so it would be better. He has to be in the mayrib. The act of fun of the Beza Knesses, and then he should face the Shul, and that's good according to everybody. Because according to the Ri, he's facing the Heichel, and according to the Rashi, he's facing the direction that everybody else is facing. Even though everybody agrees that this is permitted, it's only a Deichak, there's some reason why he can't go into the Shul. But if he can go into the Shul, let him go into the Shul. We'll see in Siftes that it's a mitzvah for a person to dive in a shul, even there's nobody there, there's no minion. It's just to be in the makam kadosh of a basic kinesis is a big milah. So if he has a choice of davening inside the shul or outside the shul, it'd be better to daven inside the shul. Sivkat in Yitav. Oh, we have to see back to the machaber. So far, really, all we discussed is if a person is standing in by the west wall outside the building, or by the east wall outside the building. What about the north and the south? So let's see the Shulchan Aruch. The Gam Kishmispalo Bishar Tzedadim. Also, when a person is on other side, either the north or the south, Chutz LeBeis HaKnesses, and he's outside the shul, Yesh LaHachmer, he should be Machmer. Shach Tzedon of LeBeis HaKnesses. He should face the shul. The Talmid Rabbeinu Yain holds that anytime he has his back to the shul, no matter which direction, if he's in the east, the west, the north, the south, anytime his back is to the shul and he's facing away from the shul is a problem. So therefore, it would be advisable. The Shulchan Aruch is not saying it's mamish aser, but because there is such an opinion, so it would be better for him to be machmir and always face the shul. Now the Mishnah is going to point out. Let's just keep our bearing. We really always want to daven to the east, right? Because we want to face Eretz Yisrael. It's halacha that we learned. That we'll learn later. Yeah, we'll see later the definition. So why would the person, if he's in the north or the south, why would he be facing the shul? That means he's either facing north or south. He's not facing east. So why shouldn't he just face east? So Mishnah Berurah is going to have to explain that there's something in the east that is preventing him from facing that direction. Like if there's toya or something that he's not allowed to dive in that direction. So then he can't daven there. He shouldn't daven away from the shul. He should daven towards the shul. Let's see that inside. Bishar tzedadim. Dainu b'tzafin b'darim. Neither for the north or the south. But Ma'iri, the reason why he's not facing east, he's facing the shul, like the Shulchan Aruch said, is the she'iyav shar loy la'aflik ton of the mizrach. There's some reason preventing him from facing the east. What could be a case of that? So going, if there's soya in the way, which is as far as he can see, he's forbidden to daven in that direction. So he's going to have to turn away from the soya. And the Shulchan Aruch is then telling you that the direction he should turn away from the shul, is not away from the shul. He should face towards the shul. Yeah, we're talking about outside the shul. Are you anywhere? Well, if he's somewhere, why is he diving by the shul? I don't know. But we're saying if he's diving next to the shul, so then he should. He could move, let him move. Let him face a different. You're right. He should either face a different direction or he should move somewhere else. Here, he wants to be here next to the shul. This is where he's diving. But he can't face east. So he has to face another direction. So don't face away from the shul, face towards the shul. This halacha is only in relation to the shul. If right, it's because he's next to the building of the shul and he's davening in some direction that's opposite of the shul. That's the problem over here. It wouldn't be near a building where people daven. It's not a problem. Yeah. Sivkat and Chaf. What do we have? We said this in the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. So we said we should be machmir. Yeah, she acts upon it. He should face the shul. Kadesh lo yia achayrav neged beis hakneset. He shouldn't turn his back at all to the beis hakneset. Now, even though he's not exactly praying in the direction of the people in the shul, like we said, according to Rashi, the problem over here is not so much his back to the heichal, it's because of the direction that everybody's facing. So if he was in the Ma'ariv and he's facing the building, so then he's facing east, he's facing the same direction as everybody. If he's on the north or the south and he's facing the building, so then he's either going north or south. He's not really davening in the same direction as the people in the shul. They're going east, and he's going north or south, so he's perpendicular. He's not parallel with them. So the Mishnah Berurah says, that's not a problem. He's not really the opposite of them. The problem would be they're facing east and he's facing west. But if they're facing east and he's facing north or south, that's not a problem. This is only, like we said, if he's to the north or south of the building. If he's either in the east or the west, he can't face east or west. So in other words, so it comes out like this: in the east side of the building, so he can't face east. He'll have his back to the building. There's a rush according to the read. He can't face the west. He can't face towards the building because then, according to the Rashi, he's facing the opposite direction of the people in the shul. And now the Mishnah just said he can't face north or south either, because he's not going in the same direction, and he's on the east side. So the whole east side is out. Fine. And the west side, so to face away from the building is a rush according to Rashi. And north and south also we limited. So the only direction he could be if he's outside the building and the west side is facing the building, the same direction as everybody in the shul. And if he's to the north or the south, so then we said he could face the building. Really, he should face east if he can. If he can't, then he could face the building. So he has two directions over there. Okay, that's halakha we have about facing the building. Now, this halakha could be have a practical application. We'll see in a moment. The Rambam writes in a tshuva that if there's a house that shares a wall with the shul, And the room that he's in is to the east of the shul, and now he's gonna face east in his room, and his back is gonna be to the heichal, to the shul, but he's in his house, and it's a separate room. So the Rambam says there's no problem, even though he has his back to the shul, so to speak, but Lamaise, since he's in his own room, it's mutter. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, we call that, this is the Rambam, we call that Kishenikr, Shemak Zeh Akhira V'Beis HaKnesses. It's clear that he has his back to the shul, because it's either an open area or maybe even an open chater. But Al Kopanim, it's clear that this is the shul, the building of the shul is distinct, and he has his back to the shul. Masha'ein Kain, if it's a house that just has an adjacent wall, it's shared with the shul, then it's no problem. Avalim, when you follow Bavayas on some of the basic kinesis. If he's in a room, Bavayas, that's some of the basic kinesis. It's right next to the shul. Ufan of Keneged Eretz Yisrael. And he's facing Eretz Yisrael. He's facing east like he should be. Karoi. Now, Chayrav Lokayas Lobeza. And his back is to the wall of his house, which happens to be that it's a wall that's shared with the shul. Shu Kayas Lobeza Kinesis. And the Aron Akaitis is on that wall. So he has his back to the wall with Aron Akaitis, but it's just the wall of his house. You don't see, it's not nicker, then he has his back to the shul. Then it's mutter. Shena nikr shemakser panav mibeis hakneset. Then it's mutter. You can't tell that his back is to the shul, and it's mutter. Is it? You're asking if there's a tumah on the other side. What do you mean? Sure. Well, where's the church? You're in your own building. It's from here you see that if he's in the own, his own enclosed building, it's not a problem. And there is Rikard, we'll have, at the end of the simon, there's a tshuva from the Trumas Hadeshin that a person, he's in a maloin, he's in an inn, and his mamash is getchkas on the walls. He just has to find a corner, and it's not facing, obviously not facing he's not facing a gashka, he's not facing a cross or something, but he's allowed to daven even in the room. But here we're talking about the room itself that you see is like its own. We look at it separate from the surrounding buildings or surrounding area. Yeah, so here you see clearly it's winter. Now the Mishnah is going to talk about a case which seems like it's the same thing as the case of the Shulchan Aruch. It's not. I don't know exactly what the difference is. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about a bias, and the Mishnah is going to talk about a zareis. Now, what exactly an azara is, the shuls have a side room, and the question of the Mishnah Berurah is going to be a side room that's on the east of the room where they daven. You have the main shul, and then to the east, behind the Aron HaKodesh, there's another room. It sounds like the same thing to me, but I looked into this, the poskim the Mishnah Berurah brings down. The Eliyahu Rabba, which is going to say that this is not so pasha, he says it's not the same as the case of the Rambam. The Rambam's case was a bias, a room, and this is a zarais, and it's worse than that. I wish I knew exactly what it was. In fact, I couldn't research. I couldn't find any better, a clear definition of a zarais. Let's see what this is. We'll see the lesson, and we'll figure out together. Vu adin ba zarais abnui is the case from Mizrahi. If there are a zarais, if there are rooms as a part of the shul, that are on the Kaisel Mizrahi, on the east wall, Sharlis Palosham. It's mutter to daven there, because it's the same as the bias. This first sheet to the Shari Knesset Gdela says it's the exact same thing as the case of the Shulchan Aruch. The Chederhu, it's a room, they near a Kachera of the Beis HaKnesset, and you can't tell what his back is to the Beis HaKnesset. King Kasev HaShiure Knesset Gdela, the Shari Knesset Gdela writes, he was a Sephardi Gadol. Shabrak, he was Rabbi Shezri Sayyim, Mitzad Mizrach, in Mitzrayim, where they were. He said there are many shuls that had a Zarois that were to the Mizrach, that were to the east. They were on the other side of the east wall where the Aron HaKodesh was. And his Palam Ufnehem Klape Mizrach, and they would daven in these Zarois facing east. Vakarayim Klape Kaisel Mizrach Yishevah Beis HaKnesset. And they'd have their back to the wall that had the Aron HaKodesh. So he says it's there are those that are Mekel, and this was a Minig in Mitzrayim that they did this. Mekel Malkam Yosetai Ve'is Shebainim Azarais Vaslais V'Tzadakir. However, it would be better not to do this, says the Mishnah Berurah. Leibetzad, it means when you build a shul, if it's there already, then you have Matirin. But if you're building a shul, then L'chadchilu, you should not build a room on the other side of the east wall of the shul. Leibetzad Mizraki Yish Mefakbekim is there. Mefakbekim, like I said, the Eli Rabbah seems to say that whatever the Azaros are, they're not exactly the Heter of the Rambam. It's not the same thing as a bias. I don't know what it is. But it was a little bit different, and therefore the Eliyahu Rabbah holds that it should be avoided, the Azaros. Sifchet. We said that we're not allowed to pass by a shul when the Olam is davening because of Chashad. It looks like he doesn't have an interest in being Kabbal Omol Hashemayim. They're in the shul, and they're davening, and he just walks right by. So we'll see that there are a lot of exceptions if you have a good reason why you're not going into the shul. So it's no problem. Let's see. Azu lavor chutz beis hakanesis b'tzad shapesach pasuach boy. You're not allowed to pass by a shul on the side that the door is. If he's passing a different side of the shul, so then maybe he's coming in the other side. I'll come into the door. But if he's walking right by the door, so then it's a problem. B'shash atzibra mispalon. But that's only at the time that the shul is davening. If he's near a kaifer, he looks like a kaifer. Shein nechnas with Paul. Everybody's daven. He doesn't want to come and daven. Now, I have four exceptions to this rule, aside from the side of the shul that there was no door. Number one, the nice masay. If he's carrying a load, so then everybody sees. The reason why he's not going to shul is because he's got this burden on him. Number two, oisha lavush tefillin. If he's wearing tefillin, so then it doesn't look like he's purik almost with shemayim. He's got his tefillin on. Number three, if there's another shul in the city, so then who says that he's not mekabel almost shemayim? He's not davening this minyan; he'll daven in a different minyan. And number four is if there's another door to the Beis HaKnesset, so he could go into the other door. So there's no riot just because he walks by this door. Oh, and there's number five. So five things. If he's riding on an animal, so then he needs to watch his animal. That's why he's not coming in. Let's just see the Mishnah Berurah. Ein Biragra, the Biragra says that over here, everybody agrees that the whole problem is on the side that the door is on. No machlokas Rashi in the Reed. Chav Gemol, Shatzibur Mispalalim, has to be Davka when the Olam is davening. Lav Davka Shmona Esrei. Ein for Megadim, Sheish Lachmer, Filip Beis Kriyas Shema, Opsukhita Zinra. if they're saying Kriyat Shema Pasuk Zimri, you shouldn't walk by when they're davening. Unless he has one of these five exceptions. He's got a load, or he has to fill in. The Nira Ol Malchus Olav, he's got Ol Malchus Shemayim, but he's Ol Malchus Shemayim. And the Dirsha brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan, if he's carrying his Talos bag, is also good enough, his Talos and Tefillin. Yeah? Or if there's another shul in the city, Venirli, the Hudin Imregilim, the Beza Knesset Zeh, Lasa is Kama Minyanim. If there's another minion in this shul, it's also maybe he's coming to the other minion, Gamkein Shared, Lo Yavoy Lachashta, they won't be Shechashidim. And then we said, if he's on a behemoth, so he has to watch it. Shanikr, Shemif Neshu, Tarad, Bishmir, it's a behemoth in a nichna. Because he's watching the behemoth that he doesn't come in. So one of these five reasons will be enough to patter him from the chashad of walking by the door of the shul without going in. Stop it.